Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
A brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Skeeter told Danny that Maria was not eating properly and acting strangely. He said she must make sure they were getting nutrients from the 6 food groups. Marla and Anil met with Kimal and Kavita's father Frederick and told him they found drugs in the house that belonged to Kimal. She accused him of spoiling the children and he accepted blame. As we return, Coretta is on the phone with Danny.
Danny, I'm sorry for hear about Uncle Alexander. I'm gonna make sure John know. I'm gonna send Skeeter phone number so I could find out what's going on with she and Maria. All right. Good. Bye. Is why Ignatius ain't call me back yet.
Hello?
Finally. Ignatius, you know I in an emergency situation.
What?
I tell you, I stuck on the highway. I ain't had passage to bring me all the way to Morondoy.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Oh man, Ignatius, come pick me up now. I'm begging you.
I can't just leave what I am doing to come and pick you up.
Coretta, you are not my woman.
Oh man, I know, dog. But you's the only friend I could call on. Please, I'm begging you. I promise I'm gonna repay you.
Look, I can't leave right now. You gotta hold on for about 2 hours.
You ain't understand, the people dash me out the taxi as soon as they realize I didn't have the full fare. Anybody could come and drag me in the bush, and they're gonna be the end of me.
Start walking. I will meet you wherever you are.
You sure you're coming?
Yes, Coretta. I will come and pick you up, but I have some things to do first.
Okay, I'm looking out for you, right?
I will call you when I'm on my way.
Okay, thank you so much.
James, what are you doing?
Oh, you mean June? I'm trying to make love to my wife.
Yeah, but you know my parents are right outside in the living room.
And?
And they can come and knock at the door at any moment.
June, we're not teenagers trying to thief a thing. We're married.
Yes, but still. Let's just wait until they go to bed tonight.
So you're telling me we can only make love at night now?
No, but let's just wait.
Another reason this living arrangement isn't working out.
I'm sorry.
Look, I keep saying we cannot continue like this. But what say does a man have in his own home?
Look, I was thinking...
Yes?
Maybe it's time to come clean with Mom about the plants.
You really want to do that?
Well, Dad already knows, and the truth is my conscience is bothering me. I can see Mom really misses her home and you're uncomfortable.
Right.
So maybe I could just come clean and then we can talk about the way forward. I'm really hoping that Mom agrees to a living maid.
Okay, well, I will support you with whatever decision you make.
Thanks, James.
When you want to do it?
I'm thinking we can have a family meeting later today.
Okay.
I really hope Mom won't be too angry with me.
Guess we will soon find out.
Ignatius, you ain't leave Miranda yet?
I'm leaving just now, Corinne.
They got a man following me, and I got a bad feelings about it. Yes, I don't walk a mile and this man just behind me all the time.
What are people out there?
Ignatius, you know the highway is a lonely place. They got vehicles and some passing, yes, but this man just behind me.
You feel like you are in danger?
Yes.
Greta, I hope you ain't joking with me.
Why don't joke about something like this?
I don't know. They get me to go fast.
Ignatius, he walking more fast for catch up with me. Leave me alone! Lose me!
What happened?
Some police stopped the road, like he spot them and run in the bush.
Okay, go to the police and explain to them what's going on. Wait for them till I reach there.
Thanks, Ignatius.
Do it now.
Hi, officers. I'm so happy to see y'all.
June, you're telling me that you took my plan so you could manipulate me into coming and stay here with you and him?
I'm not proud of what I did, Mom.
Lulu, she only did it because she was concerned for us.
Be quiet, Cecil. You know this, and you didn't tell me.
In all fairness, it wasn't that long ago that June divulged the truth.
And of course, James also knew. I wouldn't expect him to tell me, but you are my husband.
Mom, I am the only one to blame here. I am the one who decided to take the plants.
You did this to me? You did this to your mother, June?
I was desperate.
You thought you could emotionally distress me to manipulate me.
I didn't mean to hurt you, Mom.
Nonsense. You have seen how this has hurt me, and you let it continue.
Mrs. Carter, in all fairness...
Oh, shut up, James. I'm not surprised that you support June in this criminal activity.
Wow.
Was it your idea to do this to me?
Mom, come on, man. It was my idea. Only me.
You live long enough with a person of ill repute, and I suppose they start to rub off on you.
Well, twist it or turn it, of course this would turn out to be my fault.
James is without blame in this matter, Lucille. Please.
June, I cannot believe you would do this to your mother. You are not the daughter I raised.
I am the daughter you raised. A daughter who was so concerned about her parents' safety that it kept me up at nights. A daughter who was so distraught that she thought the only way to make sure that you were safe was to do what I did.
Nothing you say to me this afternoon can justify what you have done to me.
Okay, let's calm down.
You made me believe thieves took my plants. I was living in fear, wondering when they would strike again, wondering if they were watching us, and all this time, the thief was right in this house.
The plants are safely at my friend's house, Mom. I will collect them tomorrow.
Look, what we need to discuss now is a way forward.
I don't have to discuss anything with the two of you. Cecil and I are going back to our home today.
Mom, the least we can do is come up with a compromise. Please.
You lost the authority to tell me anything when you decided to steal my plants and pretend that they were thieves. I cannot believe you did this.
Please, Mom, let's sit and talk about this.
Cecil, let's go pack our things.
Lulu, I am not going anywhere until we sit and talk about this as a family.
Oh, so you're ganging up on me?
We are not. But instead of hurrying and carrying on, let's sit and see if we can come up with a solution to this dilemma.
Oh, all right, fine. If you want to sit and talk, let's talk.
Okay, Mom. I apologize for deceiving you. You know why I did it.
Get to the point. I want to pack my things.
I thought of a few compromises to make sure that you and Dad are safe at all times.
Were we unsafe in the first place? You were the one who took the plants.
But the thief broke into your house before.
I forgot about that. But yet, still you thought it was a good idea to traumatize your parents once again.
You left the pot on the stove, Mom. That is a sign that maybe you are getting a bit forgetful.
I function perfectly fine. Don't try to make me older than I am. I'm perfectly capable of running my own home.
Okay, but let's have someone stay with you and Dad at night. James and I could keep constant checks during the day.
I think that's a good idea.
Of course you would, Cecile. You're willing to be babysat.
Mom, please. This is for your and Dad's safety.
And if I disagree, what?
We are not disagreeing. Lucille, you are not going to put us in unnecessary danger.
But Cecile...
But you have said enough this afternoon. Our daughter only means well for us. Stop being so stubborn and accept that we need some kind of supervision.
Cecile,
you heard me, Lucille. I am putting my foot down now.
Well, I suppose I have nothing else to say then.
Good. June, it is settled. We accept the help.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dad. Thank you. Mom, I know that you love your independence, but it's better safe than sorry.
It's better to have a daughter who wouldn't steal from her mother and lie about it.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to pack my things.
Oh, well.
Well, at least we got somewhere. Mr. Carter, thank you.
It's about time I stood up to Lucille. I appreciate all you have done for us these past few months.
It's what children should do for their parents as they age.
And we are grateful.
We want you around for as long as possible, Mr. Carter.
I'm so fortunate to still have you too, Dad. So many of my friends have lost their parents.
Well, both of mine are long gone.
I'm grateful for every day I have, June. Thank you for showing you care.
Will be at the junction in about 10 minutes. Stop calling me every minute and distracting me from the road, man.
And I'm willing to pay my kukuru. That policeman makes sure of me.
Good. I will be there soon.
And Ignatius is hungry. I ain't not since I left London this morning.
So now you want me to bring food?
Stop by the junction and buy a little cocoa or something for me. I'm going to eat on my way back tomorrow
night. All right. See you soon. Is why this woman calling me again? Coretta, what is it now?
Ignatius, I just want you to know that I love you bad. Bad, bad, bad. Not in a romantic way, but you're a real good person. I love you too much.
All right, Coretta. Let me focus on the road. I will be there soon.
Have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Hello, sister. I'm Val. I know what you're going through. I've been there too. Slaps, shouts, cuffs and kicks, endless licks. I thought I would never get out. This is not what love is about. Love is respect, autonomy, and equality, not emotional, financial, and psychological cruelty. There's no excuse for abuse. Say violence against women no more. Dial 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative.
Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns and-